Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord. I use everything.
Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise.
No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must praise, amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that God has done, all that God is doing even right now on this line this afternoon in the name of Jesus as we come to be changed on today. We decree and declare Psalm 95, 1 through 7 right now. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout. Let us shout. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, hallelujah, and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills is his also, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come on, will you enter in on today? Will you enter in right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, for he is our God and we are his people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That all that you've done, amen, that the work was finished on the cross, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to your holy mountain. Let the blessings of Zion be upon our life. We've come to Zion, Lord, command your blessings, even life forevermore, for each of us and those in our family and all that we love, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continued. We receive right now with all faith the blessing and favor from Zion, amen. There's no mountain that holy as Zion. We extended to dwell in your holy hill, Heavenly Father. Zion is your habitation. We dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessings. Let everlasting joy be upon our head, for we have come to Zion this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Amen. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us sing in the height of Zion on today. Amen. And the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water garden, so that we will sorrow no more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for you are our joy, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We ask that you be our strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to overcome those things that have bound us in the past and now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we surrender all over to you right now that you may have your way. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, and with our mind to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ may arise and operate in us in the full measure of Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, increase our faith on today so that we can receive from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive a great pouring in on today of your revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, hallelujah, of who you are as we read your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive fresh anointing upon our head right now. Oh, Lord, increase the love, oh God, to be quick to forgive, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we come that you may use them, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare, hallelujah, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your mighty armor, amen, that you have provided for us. We put on us right now the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the word of truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. And we took up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. We, hallelujah, we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. We ask you right now, Lord, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our guard and our shield about us. Take us into the cliff of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91. We put your full arm on us right now, and we live in praying complete dependency upon you, amen? And we pray in the spirit at all times and on all occasions, amen? Bless Heavenly Father, to God be the glory. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, move mighty on this line today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill the ground of our hearts, oh God, so that we can receive your implanted word right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we decree in the count Psalm 91 over us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can't thank you enough. But, Heavenly Father, we come and we bow and we worship you and we praise your God. Oh, Lord, we come humble ourselves under your mighty hand right now that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. With your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, oh God, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill us right now and everyone that's in service on today and all that we love and concerned about, with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, to heal us and fill us, amen, with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us right now with your anointing and presence. Fill us, oh Lord, with your hallelujah, and fill us with your peace, path, and nature. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given your angels charge over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 14 and 14. We ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels in great abundance in our presence, the presence of everyone that we pray for today, all that's in service, and to our homes, cars, trucks, lands, properties, buildings, and workplaces, to protect us and guard us, and to force us, drive out us, and to cleanse out all evil, amen, wicked, demon, and tormenting spirits from our presence, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and our homes, our cars, trucks, lands, and properties, animals, and workplaces, and force them into the abyss, and any replacement thereof, and they cannot come return to us, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to create a hedge of protection of angels around each of our minds, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and loose your mighty warring angels around each of us, around our homes, our vehicles, our lands, our properties, our animals, our workplaces, to protect us from the enemy. We ask you to do this according to John 14 and 14, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, when you bless us, God bless us. Oh, when you multiply, oh Lord, multiply us with our favor and our goodness, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, oh Lord, help us today. We ask you to give each of us divine healing now, every area of our lives, our spirit, mind, will, and emotions, and physical being according to your divine plan and order for our lives. We receive right now with all faith your divine healing, holiness, and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you extend your territories in us. Lord, we ask for and receive beautiful ashes of the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise, the spirit of heaviness, for we are the righteousness, amen, the plan of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus Christ's holy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us in all that's on the line today, in all that we love and concerned about, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help, help, help. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that it's manifesting right now your help. We ask you to give each of us and all that we love and concerned about right now the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given to us and the manifestation of divine healing and divine help in each of our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive it on today. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, burn the wicked out the man right now. Lord, we ask that you touch the hearts of the world leaders oh God, that they will have a heart like Christ, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive your godly counsel, amen, hallelujah, they will truly bless, they will surely bless your children, oh Lord, but let the wicked ones be uprooted and cast down, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we do not operate in darkness, but in the glorious light of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now, according to 1 John 1 and 9, that our sins are cleansed. Amen. That we're washed and cleansed all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level. And Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you because it's you that did it all on the cross. We thank you for your shed blood, Lord Jesus. In the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, that redeems us, that heals us, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new. We decree and declare today that we're new and made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our salvation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent your only begotten Son, hallelujah, to finish the work that man cannot do. So we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on the cross, that you left nothing undone, for your work this war than the conqueror, amen. And because we are in you and you are in us, we are more than conquerors, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we abide in thy love, hallelujah. Lord, help us to love even more, amen, to forgive even more, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us to get out the way so that you can have your will, God. Let us not have foolish talk, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to speak your word always, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to put down the flesh, oh God. Oh Lord, took in our spirit there, that we may go forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare the newness of the God. I decree and declare that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus, that the old has passed away, that the new man and woman of God stand today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, because you're co-heirs in the kingdom of God, that we will not take any substitute. Hallelujah. In the counterfeit, we call you out right now. You have been exposed, devil. You're a liar. You've been exposed with all your works, roots, tentacles, and links. We command destruction from the head of the enemy. Oh, Lord, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy right now. Let them turn on themselves. Lord, declare the Lord Shattaya. Let them devour themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak it to be in the fruit of the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, with your words are one plant and one water, but you give the increase. Lord, we plant faith on today. We plant love, peace, joy, and happiness and unity on today. We plant your word on today, oh God. We want it with all faith. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would give the increase right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that it's you that go before us, oh God. Lord, help us on today. Lord, we say thank you enough by you. Set him on enemy. Oh, glory to your name, God. Let us taste and see how to say that the Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. He's always been good. Oh, taste and see for yourself, church, that God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord because what about you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We decree and declare that all our needs are met right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that we lack nothing, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. As we enter in this hour, we ask in Jesus' name that you would touch the mouth, the ears, and eyes, and heart of your servant on today. But he does have a heart to serve, oh God. Amen. So, Lord, we pray as we lift up our pastor on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will be his strength, that you will be his guide and his rear with God, oh Lord. Lord, we pray, oh God, for fresh oil to be upon his head, oh God, that you anoint his mouth right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, anoint his ears, oh God. Anoint his eyes, oh God. Anoint his feet and hands, oh God, that he would do your work, oh God, that he would go, oh God, as you call him to go. oh God. That he would hear from you, oh God. Silence in the mouth of the enemy, oh God. That he would see the way, oh God. Hallelujah. For you have anointed his eyes to see beyond the natural into the supernatural. That he would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Decreasing that you may have all the increase in him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. No, we can't thank you enough for what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Jesus said, he has commanded us to love one another. So that we come in love unto him. We come, oh God, that we may be filled to overflowing with our love. If any of us have forgotten, oh God, hallelujah. All that you have done, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, bring it back to our remembrance. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. So who will I send? And Lord, we say today, Lord, send me. Who will go first? And we say, Father God, listen. We'll go. We'll speak what you say. We'll do what you call us to do, Father God. We'll be that model and that example. And we thank you, Lord God, that we go in your strength and not our own. Lord, we bless your name and bless your service and all that is in it. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that we pray about. All that we love, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue of God is against us and shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. That we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed lying down, blessed standing up. We are blessed. And hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are a child of God, born again, the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, right where you are today. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, let's enter in. Hallelujah. Give it all over to God. Don't hold on to it. Make a decision today. I am going to give it all over to God. I am going to keep on following Jesus. I am going to continue to do what God has called me to do. Put down your own will. Serve your will. And receive God's will for your life. Let's be changed, amen. Let's make a stand to be changed, amen. Not just in service, but for the rest of our lives. Seeking God always. Seeking God's instructions for our lives, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will never fail us. He will never steer us in the wrong direction. He is totally guiding us to him, amen. Where he will help us to be. There is work for us to do in this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome, church. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you here today. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a new month, the month of October. Amen. October the 2nd, 2022. Amen. Glory to God. We are so happy to be here on today. We welcome you here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas. We are senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. And we welcome you here with the love of Christ. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, amen, the 2 o'clock service, We want to welcome you. If you would press 1, we want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus. Anything that is on your heart, anything that's been burdening you, dragging you down, or if there's someone else you want to pray for, we want to pray. We want to come into agreement with you, for there is power in agreement. So, again, we welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Pastor Manny, you want to go ahead?
Amen, amen. I'm going to join in with you and welcome every single one here to Sunday service. This 2 p.m. service that God have ordained for this time. We are so grateful for each and every one of you, for each and every one of you for coming to Sunday service. We do realize there's so many things that are going on right now in our lives. But I thank God for each and every one of you for coming to Sunday service and welcoming, you know, us, but better yet, welcoming the Holy Spirit, you know, welcoming God's word into your life. You know, this is such an opportunity, you know, such a great opportunity that God give us to be in his presence and to be in his word and to learn and to, you know, to rejoice together and to fellowship with one another. So thank you. Thank every single one of you. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas, every single one of our brothers and sisters in Louisiana, every single brother and sister there in New York and in Chicago. We know that each and every one of you, y'all are so near and dear to our hearts. Y'all been helping us here in ministry for the last few years. I mean, if we just look back and just see where God started this thing off, you know, he started this thing after that whole pandemic, and look, we're still here. We're still here.
Yes.
This is how we know that God's words remain what he promises, and this thing is growing and growing and growing, and we're learning. I'm learning. So I pray for each and every one of you. I love, off the top of the guy, you know, we love each and every one of you, and thank y'all for loving us as well. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is first Sunday, so we do take our communion first Sunday of each month on our 2 o'clock service. So if you have your elements available, let's go ahead and grab those that you'll be needing to partake in the communion. It is definitely a blessing to be able to partake in communion. Amen. So if you grab your cracker, your grape juice, or your wine and bread, we're going to take communion. Amen. We're going to have a song selection from our brother Joe Washington out of New York, New York. And following after that, we're going to take our communion. Amen. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again. May God have a blessing for everyone and a song for everyone. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble, they will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chores soon will be over by and by. I believe I said it again. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble, they will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chores soon will be over by and by. By and by, that day surely will come. Oh, by and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior throne. Oh, by and by, I will be singing a new song. It may be early in the morning when I get home. Oh, by and by, that day surely will come. Oh, by somewhere around my Savior's throne. Oh, by and by, I'll be singing a new song. It may be early in the morning when I get home. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington. Pray that God will continue to bless you in a mighty way, oh God. Hallelujah. And use your mighty by God. Anoint your mouth to continue to sing his word, preach his word, to minister to those, hallelujah, that you come in contact with. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the life, health, and strength of Brother Joe Washington. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us enter in this afternoon and partake in our communion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have your element, amen. Let's go ahead and enter in. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, our trespasses, oh God. And cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. Amen. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was, that your body was broken for us, for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, taste, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. And partake in faith. In the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses, and your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you may take it right now. You may drink. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you as we pray with thanksgiving on today. We thank you that it is done. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that did it all on the cross for us. We thank you. Amen. At this time, church, we're going to have two song selections, and then we'll be back for the preach word from Pastor Doris. Amen. So stay with us. Stay with us.
me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Give it all over to God at this time. We've come to the message part of our Sunday service. You prepare your hearts and mind and ears to be open to receive the word of God as it comes from the mouth of his servant on today, as he's allowed God to have his way in him, amen, that we may be able to receive what the Lord is saying. Amen to the church on today. I present to you a man after God's own heart. Amen. A man that's ready and willing to pray for you, to pray for all in the name of Jesus Christ. A man who is willing to be a spiritual leader. A man who keeps his word. I present to you no other than my husband, my loving and faithful husband, handsome. And hallelujah. In Jesus' name, our senior pastor here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I thank you so very much. Thank you for this warm introduction. My heart is just so filled with joy. I thank every single one of you for helping Apostle Tyonika and I, you know, to lift up the name of Jesus. I pray that we all be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that we all be delivered from sin, be delivered from ourselves, basically be delivered from all of the pressures and the powers of this world and this old life, you know, that brings about destruction upon us. So I thank God, you know, for this opportunity to be right here and right here in this place. All honor and glory go unto God, my Father, and Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
who is the head of my life. And to each and every one of you who are my brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, thank you all so much. Let us go ahead on and get into the Word of God. You know, we are going to start by acknowledging God's presence by going into prayer. Let's pray. Let us go and pray. Lift up your hands and Heavenly
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We just want to thank you for being
yes,
our
Lord.
God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that
you
have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin that leadeth unto death. We just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, not just today, but every single moment of our life, every single beat of our heart, and every single breath that we take. We thank you, Holy Spirit, you know, for being our champion, just for being the love of our life.
Amen.
Keeping us from all dangers that we could not see. We thank
Jesus.
You that this word
thank
that's
you.
Going forth today is to build us up in the name of Jesus. It's
yes,
to lead
God.
Us in that path of righteousness in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
it's also to teach us every single thing that you would have for us to know in the name of Jesus, and for
yes,
us to
Lord.
Grow and flourish and to be able to tell somebody about you,
yes,
for us
Lord.
To be able to teach others, for us to be able to for you first to lead us and to teach us, and for us to become that leader that you have desired, that you have called for us to be, that we may lead others to the kingdom, to your kingdom, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we pray that you be every single word, every single thought, every single emotion in the mighty name of Jesus. Every
yes,
single
Lord.
Unclean thought and unclean spirit, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And we
yes,
say
Lord.
You go in Jesus' name, for you are not welcome.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And everybody do say amen. Amen.
Amen.
God is
yes,
so
Lord.
Good, church. God is so good,
yes,
and he is
yes.
so worthy to be praised. Last Sunday
yes,
when
yes.
we were here, when we were here at the 2 p.m. hour, we got a chance to get into the Word of God. You know, God has really been moving in our lives. I am so excited. Just for a little bit of recap of last Sunday, which we're going to lead into this Sunday, where God is going to continue, you know, to lead us. The lesson last Sunday was the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now in the middle of any battle that you're going through. Amen.
Jesus.
And we got a chance to to really get in the word and know about what it really means to submit yourself unto God and to submit yourself unto one another. We got a chance to really look at salvation, not just saying, that I'm born again and that's it. Now I can just live how I want to. But we got a chance to look at salvation in that place of not being ruined, not being damaged goods, being good but not damaged goods. You know, when a can is damaged that you get it off the shelf of the store, the food on the inside of it is still good, but that is damaged goods. So we're not damaged. We're not damaged goods. You know, when we look at salvation, we are a place. We are in a place with Christ Jesus. We're in that place where we have the Holy Spirit, where we have the Word of God, to where we are whole. We are sanctified. We are redeemed. We are set free. We are holy. We are of a holy priesthood. We're sound and we're patient. We need to start looking at salvation. And then the last thing we've seen about salvation last Sunday was the day that we accepted Christ into our life, eternal life began right then and there. So we are alive right now, living in eternal life right now. Amen. So we got a chance to see that. We also got a chance to really take a look and get in our perspective what freedom, you know, freedom is all about. Even salvation, the word salvation, we need to understand that this is a posture, this is a stance, this is a belief, this is a ransom that's being paid. This is a freedom. This is our blood purchase right to be free from all death, destruction, sin for man, sin for woman, sin for nature, anything that does not line up with God's will. You're not free, but we are free. So we need to understand that, you know, that this right that we have to freedom, this is that place when God says, you know, attend to my word, you know, and, you know, be obedient, you know, obedience in the new covenant, that means belief. You got to believe in order to believe, so you got to know that you are free. Confessions, and then there was confessions, and then there was prayer, and we stopped right there with prayer, which leads us here to what we're going to pick up. We're going to pick up right there with prayer. We didn't get a chance to really get into prayer, but now we are going to get into prayer. So for a lesson of study today, it's good to know the word. That's where we're going for. You need a topic to be able to follow along. It's good to know the word. Now I want to show you where prayer and the word, knowing the word, where they all fall in line and where they all fall in place in your life. See, I know some of us say, well, I ain't coming here for you to teach. No, we need to get back to teaching the word of God. We need to be some teachers. It's okay for us to, you know, to shout and to, you know, and to become emotional and to get inspired and all these. You know, I have nothing wrong with that. But there needs to be some teaching in the church. We need to understand about prayer, a life of prayer, and in actually knowing how to pray, what to do when you don't know what to do. Amen.
My Lord.
Amen. So when I say it's good to know the word, let's understand this first. Let's go over here with me to the book of John, St. John. Let's begin it off right. St. John chapter 1. Let's start here. St. John chapter 1, Holy Spirit, be our eyes, be our guide. Help us in this place of knowing who you are. St. John chapter 1, I'll be reading from the King James Version, and there will be some translation coming from the New Living Translation, the NLT, but we'll start right here in the King James Version. And the Bible reads here in St. John chapter 1, verses 1, it reads here, in the beginning was the Word. See, the Word is capitalized. time that a word is capitalized, is expressing, you know, how you say that, is plural form, is either talking about a person, a place, or a thing. That's how we learn, you know, when we were younger. It's like a noun form, a person, a place, or a thing. So it says, in the beginning there was the word, and that word, the word is capitalized, and the word was with God. Obviously, we know that God is capitalized, and the word was God. So let's understand something. In the beginning there was the word was with God, and the word was God. Who says, in the same was the beginning with God. Three, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Four, in him was life, and life, and the life was the light of man. And we'll stop right here with five. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. I want us to really understand when we say the word. When I say it's good to know the word, what I'm saying is it's good to know God. Now, we have Bibles. We have Bibles, which we have the word of God that is written in the Bible for us to read. And the reason why we have the word of God written in the Bible for us to read is because this is a place in our lives where we need to be able to study. We need to be able to study the word of God. That means we need to always have an opportunity, or we should always have our mind set on learning the word of God. We need to be able to hear the word of God. We need to be able to read the word of God. We not only need to be able to hear the word of God and read the word of God, we need to be able to be in the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
Do you realize, church, that before you, according to what Scripture says, before you were you, and before mom and daddy was mom and daddy, or before this world was this world, it says in the beginning there was the word. So we need to understand that the word of God was God, and he was there in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, that it says it right there. And I'm going to show you where prayer comes in at. Does anybody know, according to verses 2, when it says in the same was in the beginning with God, excuse me, verses 3. It says, all things were made, verses 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Does anybody know how all things were made? Does anybody know that? Well, the answer is that over here in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, the answer is that God said it, and then God saw it. Everywhere in the book of Genesis chapter 1, you know, the Bible tells us that God said, let there be light, and then there was light. God saw what he said, okay? And then God said, let the waters be divided from the waters, and then God said it, and then he saw it. And he said, let there be, you know, this animal, and be this creature, and be this and this land, you know, the land. We need to understand it, then he saw it. Okay, we need to understand that the word was there. The word of God was there. Because over here in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God. So we need to understand that God's word was there right there in the beginning, even before you was created. So every single thing was created by the word. Now here it is, you and I were created by the word. So we are created by God. And because we are created by God, we was created in his likeness, in his image. So that means that we have the word of God, which created us, and we are to have the word of God in our being or in our life in order for us to create just like God. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
So now,
amen.
Knowing the word is, so when I say it's good to know the word, you need to understand that when you know the word of God, that means you know how to live life. Amen. I'm going to say it again. When you know the word of God, you know how to live life, church.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We get into a place to where we just want to try to live life however life throws itself at us. However life presents itself, we're just going to live life. We're just going to roll with it. That mindset, mm-hmm. or that attitude, it is what it is. Oh, well, this what was presented to me, I'm just going to roll with it. Well, you know what? I didn't do anything to cause that to happen, so I'm just going to have to accept that this is life. And that's not true. That's not true. You are a supernatural being created mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus. You have the word of God that's on the inside. You have the word, the word and the promise of God that's right there at your fingertips. You have the word mm-hmm. of God and the promise of God that's in your heart. And the Bible says even in your mouth. You have the Holy Spirit that's residing on the inside. Is not, it is just what it is. The Bible tells us that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So if there's something Amen. That is going on in your life, or there is something that's going on in your relationship, you have God's promise, you have God's word, you have God's authority, you have God's power that's right there with you in your mouth, in your hand, in your heart, all around you. Just look up on any sign or any billboard, or you can look up on anything and all this stuff that try to go against the word of God. You have the word of faith. We Amen. Are the children of God. And because that yes, we are Lord. The children of God, we are created by the word of God. And because you are created by the word of God, you are to use God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are to use the word. Amen. Now let's look at the same place, John chapter 1. Let's look at it in the NLT, and I'll read 1 through 5. It says, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. And 2 says, he existed in the beginning with God. 3 says, God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. 4 says, the word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. And 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. I like how the New Living Translation, how it really puts it into perspective. Now, see, we understand that the word of God is Jesus. We know that Jesus, through Jesus, every single thing was created. And it says nothing existed but that goes through Jesus. I like how it says that, and God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So we need to look at Jesus when we're experiencing our life, when we're looking at things that are being created, or even when we look at things that God had created, and here it is, that old devil, that old serpent, he's trying to destroy what God had created. And I'm talking about you and I. We see so many brothers and so many sisters who it is that walk around every single day in a life of being defeated by some word that has been spoken unto them, being defeated by something that they may have heard somebody said by something they may have entered into, all either they wanted to enter into it or they may was adopted into it. We see so many people, even many of us that have come to church today, who live a life not in the light, shining in the light of God, but you're living in a life of darkness. When I say you're living in a life of darkness, you let the darkness overtake you. You let the darkness, I'm talking about the things that you have entered into. I'm talking about the things that you face in this world, all types of despair, all types of destruction. You just live there where you are. As the Bible says, the light of the world. And I'm going to show
My
you
Lord.
This here right here in Scripture. See, it says the Word of God was with God. The Word of God created every single thing that was created. So you was created by the Word of God. It says the Word of God is the light of man. When are you going to make the decision? When you find yourself hearing all these dark words, when you find yourself being in the presence of this darkness, when are you going to shine like the light? When are you going to be the light of God that's going to shine? See, the Bible tells us right here in John chapter 1, it says darkness could not comprehend the light. It said darkness could not comprehend man because man was created in the likeness, in the image of God. You were created by the Word of God, a spoken Word of God. So when are you going to speak the Word of God?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord. It's good to know the Word. It's good to know God, is what I'm saying. It's good for you to know God. Now, we all have knowledge of God. But having knowledge of God don't mean that you know God. Now, I want to really, really, really dig into this place right here when I say having knowledge of God does not mean that you know God. Now, you can have knowledge of the Word of God. Now, every single thing that I have just shown us here in Scripture, it does not mean that you and God have a relationship. Now, just because you have knowledge or that you may know Scripture, that don't necessarily mean that what you know, that you use it. And so now I'm going to ask this question. How many of us have read this Scripture? How many of us have read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, 6, 7, however many Scriptures? How many of us have done that at some point in time in your life? If you have read it or maybe you have heard it, how many times have we heard in the beginning there was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God? A lot of us have heard that. We have heard that probably at least once in our life or maybe more than once in our life. But the question that I want to ask you, how many of us know how to use in the beginning there was the Word? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the honest answer is that many of us, even in the body of Christ, don't know how to use the Word of God. You don't know how to use God. And that's where we need to be able to not only just know the Word of God, that's why I say as many of us have the knowledge of the Word, but don't know how to use the Word. That's just like having a powerful weapon that's in your hand, a powerful weapon that's in your possession, but you don't know how to use it when the time comes.
Jesus.
If trouble was to show up at your door right now, and we had a mantle. I know my grandmother's listening. We had a mantle right over the fireplace. And in most houses, the mantle over the fireplace, in most houses, not our house, not my grandmother's house, but there used to be a gun rack that was over the mantle. It was right there. You know, I walked into a house and I seen they had mantles, but not our house didn't have a gun over it. But if you had a gun that was over the mantle and it was loaded, After my is loaded, it is a powerful weapon. But trouble was to come through your door uninvited. Just because you have that powerful weapon over your mantle, so you have it, you have possession of it, but that don't necessarily mean you know how to use it. At some point, before trouble comes, you should practice on how to use that powerful weapon, amen?
Amen.
Because that day, if that day was to ever come, God forbid that it ever comes, but if that day was to ever come, when trouble comes through the front door, you would know how to go and reach and get that right, get that weapon, and know how to use that powerful weapon when trouble comes.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
How we need to use the word of God. That's how we need to not just know scripture, but know how to use it. How many of us know how to use John and John chapter 1? We need to know that. I want to show you over here in Ephesians chapter 6.
Yes, sir. Chapter 6. Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6. I want to show you when I say how many of us know how to use the word of God. You being the light, you need to understand that the word of God is in you. So you need to know how to use it at times.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Do you realize that every day of your life is not going to be an easy day? Neither is every day of your life the sun going to shine. There will be days of your life where you will face trouble, where you will face danger. But you need to understand that in these days, when you face trouble and you face danger, that you need to know what to do. Because if you don't know what to do, you can be wounded. You can be harmed. There are things that can be destroyed. There are people that can be hurt. There are even people that can be killed. All because you didn't know how to use the word of God. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 and verses, let's start at 9. It says, and ye masters do the same thing unto them, forbearing, let's skip down to 10. 10, Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10. It reads here, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 13, therefore, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and done all, and having done all, to stand. Now look right here. What the word of God tells us over here in Ephesians. See, the word of God tells us that we're going to have evil days.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say it's good to know the word, it's good to know the word because if the Bible tells you that you're going to have evil days, there's going to be days that's going to be evil, then you should believe that you're going to have evil days. But thank God that the Bible don't say you're going to have evil days and it ain't nothing you can do about it. That ain't what the Bible says. No, the Bible says be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's read on what 11 says. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the tricks of the devil or the wiles of the devil. So understanding that you're going to see evil days, but to arm yourself with the word of God. You remember how I just said that story about having a powerful weapon over your mantle, but not knowing how to use it?
My Lord.
Well, this right here is a clear example of you having the word of God, but not knowing how to use it. See, if you don't put on the word of God each and every day, then how you know that this day that you don't put on the word of God, that this ain't that evil day that the word of God was talking about, that the Bible was talking about?
Mm.
And as a result, here are principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. They're here to do a job. And we know that that job that principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and rulers of darkness, what they're here to do is to destroy you. They are here to destroy the light of the world. They are here to literally, physically do this. To literally do it and to physically do it. To spiritually do it. But that's why God says to put on the whole armor of God. See, this is a message that Apostle Paul wrote here to the church here. He says to put on the whole armor of God. So you need to know who you are. You need to know that you are the light of the world. You need to know that you have God's authority. You need to know that you have God's promise and his word. You need to put it on every single day. Every day. Every day there should be God's word that you should be reading, that you should be meditating on, that you should be conjuring upon, because this could be that evil day. Because you will see that evil day. So when I say, do you know how to use the word of God, you need to know how to use the word of God. Amen. Let's read on here in Ephesians chapter 6, because I'm going to show you where prayer comes in at. Okay, you need to first know the word of God, because there's going to come a time to where you're going to have to operate just how he have created you to operate, or live just how he created you to live, and to be able to speak, to be able to speak something, to be able to use that power, to use that might. You can't use the word of God when you don't open up your mouth. How are you going to use the word? If God opens up and speaks the word of God and speak his word, and then things happen, if you don't open up and speak the word of God, how do you expect for things to happen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 14 reads here. It says, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. My Lord. I'm going to read that again. It says, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. The truth is this very thing we're talking about, the word. God's word. This is the truth. Is to have your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. 15, it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We should walk in the gospel. The gospel should be in our minds. It should be in our mouth. It should be on our heart. We should wear it around our neck. We should wear it around our waist. What is the gospel? It's the good news that Jesus Christ have already won that battle. Anytime that we face something, we should walk in the gospel. Every single time that an evil day, we find ourselves in an evil day when we're facing peoples that are underneath the power of Satan.
Jesus.
The word of God, they're going to be speaking words. They're going to be speaking things to condemn you or to move you or to cause you to be in fear or to cause you to leave or abandon the word of God and to follow into their footsteps or to fall right there in their way up. The gospel should be coming out of you. So that's why I say it's good to know the word. 16 says, above all, take the shield of faith, which is the word, still talking about the word, the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked. That means when somebody suggests something, when they say something to try to infiltrate your heart, remember when you was out in the street selling drugs. Oh, remember when you was cheating with Miss Bessie. Or I remember when you was this. I remember when you was that. Or I remember when you did this. Oh, you remember when you killed this person, you killed that person. Oh, I remember when you. See, we need to take the shield of faith, knowing that God has already did the finished work, knowing that you are not who you used to be. I'm not who I used to be. Neither am I going to let you to drag me back down in the past, drag me back down in the dirt, drag me back down in the mud, scandalize my name. I am the righteousness of God. So you need to know how to use the word of God. You need to know how to use the word of God when these things are suggested.
Yeah.
Amen. It says to quench every fiery dart. 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, 18 is key. 18 is key. When I say, do you know how to use the word of God? It's good to know the word, but you know how to use the word of God. 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watches thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's get another witness. Let's go over here to Jude 18. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 18. Let's look at Jude. Jude is right before Revelation. Let's look at Jude. It's only one chapter as well. Jude chapter 1 and verses 20. It says, but ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. My Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The word of God that has already been preached. You've been in the church all your life, and the word of God has been preached to you. The seed, the word of God, has been sown into your mind. It's been sown into your heart. You have been taught the word of God. God has put ministers into your life. He has put evangelists in your life. He has put pastors and reverends in your life. He has put whoever he has chosen to speak the word of faith, speak the word of truth, speak the gospel to you. Hallelujah. Speak his word to you. Because one day, God knew that one day, the very word that was spoken to you all of your life, it was sown into you that one day that it was going to be ready for you to reap that harvest of it. What I'm saying is that one day God knew that you were going to be ready to receive the Holy Ghost. So when I say 18 is key, when he says pray in the Holy Spirit, then you need to know that when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the very word that was sowed into you will be the very word that's going to come out of your mouth when you are facing in those evil days. The very word of faith, the very word of God, the very good news that have already been sown to you when you're saved, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, it said this builds your most holy, it says most holy faith when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't you know that you are allowing God himself to pray on your behalf about things that you know about and you don't know about, and it builds you. It said it builds you. This is where prayer comes in. See, you need to know the word of God, because if you don't know the word of God, then you mean that there is a possibility that you don't know what to pray when it's time to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what to pray? Prayer Let's understand what prayer is. Prayer is you communicating with God. You are literally talking to God, and God is talking to you. So when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you are literally talking to God, and God is talking to you. See, you don't know what you're praying when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Some have the ability to interpret tongues, but as in general, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, that is the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ, which is the Spirit of God that's praying to God. You're opening up your heart, you're opening up your mind, you're putting self aside, you open up your mouth, and you're making your request be known. That's prayer. But that,
yes,
what you are
Lord.
Praying, is the Word of God that have already been sown on the inside. So when I say it's good to know the Word, then is if you understand that, then you also understand that is even better for you to be born again. Therefore, you know how to use that Word.
Amen.
Prayer. It doesn't just have to be just you opening your mouth up and making requests.
Jesus.
But you are to open up your mouth and make requests. You are to open up your mouth and ask for help. If you're not in an evil day, the Bible
Jesus.
Tells us to enter into a place of thanksgiving. Don't you know that prayer is a place of thanksgiving? So even when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you can know if you're praying in the Holy Ghost, whether you're warned in spirit because you can just feel the atmosphere. Or you can also know when you're praying in the Holy Ghost that this is a place of thanksgiving because you still can feel the atmosphere, because when you're in a place of thanksgiving, that's a place of love and gratitude and joy. You can feel that while you're praying. I don't know how many people are actually praying in the Holy Ghost, but I experienced this. I will begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Spirit, and I realize how my mood changed. I realize how my attitude changed. I realize how sometime I go into a place and, you know, my mouth just will begin to pray, and I have to, you know, just let the Holy Ghost have his way. I know that that's a place where I'm warring. I also know that I go in a place where I'm praying in the Holy Spirit where sometimes I begin to clap my hands. I know that's a place of thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
So prayer is not just limited to you making requests unto God. God is not just someone you just go to when you need something. See, God is somebody that you go to when you need something, and also you go to when you're thanking him for giving you all things pertaining to life and godliness.
Amen.
Prayer is an honest. It says all prayer and supplication. So prayer is a honest communication, or a honest voice, an honest hope or acknowledgement of this is what I've done, or this is what you have done. I have to be honest about it because I know you know all things, Father. I'm just going to come to you in prayer, and knowing that when I give it all over to you, I don't have to worry about anything. So acknowledgement of God according to this relationship. Prayer is also you relying on the grace of God. You relying on the mercies of God. You relying on the truth of God. See, this is the reason why we should know the Word. We should know the Word because when you know the Word, and now you know how to pray. You know what to pray. You know that
Amen.
When that time comes when you enter into prayer, you know that, okay, I may not know what to pray about, but I know what's going on in my life right now, and I know what your Word says. See, if I'm in a place to where I'm worried about everything, or I'm worried about something, see, I know how to go over here to John chapter 14 or John chapter 15, and I pray to God. I say, well, I thank you, Father, that you have given me peace. Your word says that peace I leave unto you. I give unto you. The world didn't give it, neither can it take it away. See, now you understand.
Amen.
True prayer is you knowing the word of God. Because
yes,
if God said it, then why do you think that you can say something that God didn't say? This is where you are powerful. It's good to know the word of God. It's good to know the word of God. Because in your lifetime, you are to be powerful. You are to pray to God. Pray the word of God. Know the word of God, but then pray the word of God. Your life is to have a voice of communication with the Holy Ghost. Your life is to have a voice and a communication with God through his word.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
A question that I want to ask you before we wrap this thing up, before we conclude, we got a little bit more time. I believe we got about 15 or 20 more minutes, or possibly about 30 minutes, but 15 or 20 minutes. I want to ask you a question. What do believers do? You know the word of God, so what do believers do? Believers, they believe. I mean, that may sound like, well, that's just too simple. Believers just believe. Okay, you need to know what to believe, or you need to know who to believe. Believers believe the report of the Lord. They believe the word of God. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So what do believers do to overcome the devil or Satan? Do you know that? When you're facing that evil day, see, we need to see, I know this may not be one of those messages that's going to make you jump, that's going to make you shout, but this is a message to cause you to think, We go from day to day. You face the devil mostly every single day of your life. You face it, and not all the time, you know. Sometimes, you know, he'll be messing with your daughter, or he'll be messing with your son, or he'll be messing with your mother, or your uncle, or your nephew, or your, you know, whoever. He may not be bothering you, but somebody needs to know the word of God. Believers should know the word of God, because the word of God is your only defense against the devil, against Satan. That's your defense. That's your defense. And that's how you know how to use the word of God. Know how to use it. Know the word of God, and when that time comes, you're so confident, you know, in it, because you have studied in that word, you have been in the presence, you have talked to God so much, and now it's time for some show and tell. It's time for some show and tell. Believers, it's time for you to step up and to be who God created you to be powerful, to be mighty, to open up your mouth. Our very own minister learned, he preached a sermon one Sunday morning. He said, put the word on them. Oh, if he didn't have that, oh, Minister Learn had that right. That's what you are to do, to put the word on Satan. Let me show you that in Scripture. Matthew chapter 4. It says here, Jesus was led in the wilderness. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, it says, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Look here, even Jesus was tempted of the devil. And it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, okay, look, the devil came, and the devil began to speak. It said, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. The devil said that, okay? Shanita, you need to know the word of God. So you need to know what to say when the devil begins to speak. So a lot of times we thinking that, you know, we're going to go out and be in a fist fight with the devil. But no, 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 no. You don't get into a fist fight with the devil. You get into a fist fight with physical people. But that's what's inside of that person. You get into that fist fight for what they are saying. What they are saying. People know how to say things to cause you to come out of character, to cause you to lose the control, to cause you to be just like Satan is. That's what he wants you to do. That is the wile of the devil, the trick of the devil. It says that the devil said, he said the tempter said, command these breads to be stone if you be the son of God. But look what Jesus said. He says, but he answered and said, but Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Jesus put the word on him.
Yes.
You speaking to me about if I be, Jesus knowing who he is. So when the devil begin to speak to you, when he say, if thou be, how many times does somebody say, if you be a man of God, if you be a woman of God, if you be so good, if you were this and if you were that, then why this and then why that? See, you need to put the word on. You need to know how to speak the word. You need to know the word and be able to defend against Satan.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you should know the word. Galatians, let's go over here to Galatians chapter 5.
Oh.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Believers, the last question that I asked you was, what do believers do to overcome the devil? Okay. Believers, let's just read it right here, and then I'll explain it. Galatians chapter 5, and verse 1, it reads here, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yokes of bondage. And be not again entangled with the yokes of bondage. But I'll say unto you that if a man be circumcised, Christ, if a man be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. For Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whoso you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. 5 says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. 6 reads here, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And 7, it reads here, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you may not obey the truth? Hallelujah. Now, this freedom that Apostle Paul is talking about, this is that freedom that was done because of the finished works of Jesus Christ. This freedom that Apostle Paul is saying you live and walk in this freedom, not to again be entangled into the yoke of bondage, not to again to go back into that place. Don't allow somebody to discredit the word of God or to tell you or try to remind you. Apostle Paul himself, you got to realize who he was. Apostle Paul was a high-ranking Pharisee. He persecuted the church. Now we need to understand that he was a keeper of the law. I would imagine how many was to try to discredit, to say, well, wait a minute, Paul, or wait a minute, Saul, you was the main one. He was the main one that used to do it. So what he's saying is that you should know who you are and who God has called you to be and never go back to being who God has called you from. Don't go back into that place of darkness. You should walk in freedom. You should walk in the truth. Be led of the light. Be led of the spirit. We should remember that. And in conclusion, church, knowing, it's good to know the word of God. And the reason why is for us to know the word of God because we need to know how to talk to God. We need to know how to pray. Go over here with me to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. When you are, every single one of us, we are living life right now. And we have wants and desires. We think we know what to do. We live every single day trying this and trying that. We'll follow this person and follow that person. We'll look at this on TV. We'll look at this in the newspaper. We'll watch this on the social media channel. We've heard somebody say they're giving this out over there or they're doing this over there. Call these people. Give me your telephone number so I can send you some information about this and about that because this is how you're going to be come out of the situation that you're in. It's so much of that that's going on. It's so much of that that's going on because many of us have made a decision that we're going to follow the world and we're going to just say what the world tells us to do, not even realizing that you're strategically being used by principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places and rulers of darkness. And you want to lead God's people in the same direction that you have made a decision to go. Knowing the word of God, you need to know the word of God because you'll even have family members and friends and they think that they're doing a good deed. They think that they're doing a good deed for you and not even knowing that the very thing that they think that they're doing good is the very thing that's going to lead them into a place of destruction and you right there along with them.
Jesus.
Ephesians chapter 5. When I open up my mouth, you should hear the word of God coming out of my mouth. Even if I'm not saying scripture, it should still line up with scripture. How can I say that I can go over here for my need to be met when the word of God says that I provide all of your needs?
Mm-hmm.
How can I go over here to this place for a source to be able for a resource when God says that I am your resource? What he said, go to Jesus. How can I follow after a man that is making all different kinds of mistakes here in this world when Jesus says, follow me?
Jesus.
How can you so easily follow after somebody that may be a loved one, but when you really look at their life, it's been going into such dark places and the dark areas, you've seen failure after failure. How is it that the very ones that have won every single battle, that have never lost a battle, that have never lied to you, that have never left you, that have never deserted you, even when people have deserted you, he is always there. How can you not follow the one that defeated Satan? We're talking about the very one that is actively every single day accusing you and trying to get you to stumble, get you to fall. How can you follow him when Jesus Christ have already defeated him and had given his life to you?
My Lord.
Ephesians 5:16. First Thessalonians 5:16, it says, rejoice evermore. I mean, always give thanks unto God. 17 says, pray without ceasing. That means use the word of God. Every single opportunity that you have, every time you open up your mouth, think about how God thinks about it. You got to know the word to be able to do that. So pray without ceasing. 18 says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, here we know, right here, how important prayer is.
Jesus.
You are a speaking spirit. In conclusion, you are a speaking spirit. You make the decision who you're going to sound like. Keep your eyes in the Word. Keep your eyes on the Word.
Yes,
pray
Lord.
In the Holy Ghost. Give thanks unto God every single day, every single opportunity. When you walk outside, say, I thank you, Lord. When you come back in, say, I thank you, Lord. When you're right here in the place where you got to think about what you're going to say right now, give thanks unto God.
Yes.
Every single thing is going to be all right. My prayer is that this word that's been preached to your heart today, let it take root on the inside of you, that you be encouraged to be able to do what God has called you to do. And
my
that's
Lord.
Pray. That's, that, and that's talk to him about every single thing that is concerning you. I say all is well with you in your home, in your relationships, your marriages, your finances. All is well with your children. All is well with you. God is well. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the whole church. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ between us and the house of faith. And it is so. Because we said it and we believe it, and it is so. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
God bless you and may God keep you. The doors of the church are open.
Yes.
There may be one today. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, but you've heard the word of God, and you realize that you know the word of God, but you realize I've never prayed the prayer of salvation. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, pray this with me right now. Lift up your holy hands. Lift up your hands. Say, Father God, I realize that I am a sinner. And I realize, Father God, that you died for each and every one of my sins. I acknowledge and I believe that you defeated Satan on the cross, that when you hung your head and died and said it is finished, Satan gave up the keys to death and Hades. I recognize and acknowledge, Father God, that you went to hell for me, that you stayed there 3 days and three nights, that the Holy Spirit resurrected you from the dead. Father God, I believe that you sit right now. Jesus Christ, I believe that you sit right now on the right hand of God the Father all Almighty, interceding for me. And I'm asking you right now, in this very moment, while I still have time, to come into my life and to be my personal Lord and Savior. And by faith, I confess today that you have saved me and I am saved. In your name, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, Apostle Tawanika and I would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Do press 1. Do press 1 and allow us to welcome you into the fold. Welcome you into God's, to God's family. Amen. So good. Be safe.
Jesus.
So good not to fear and to be in doubt and worry about it. If something wasn't happening, if something was to happen to you right now, after you prayed that prayer, you're going home to be with Jesus. You're going home to be with the Lord. Without doubt and without fear, you are going to heaven. Not just going to heaven, but going to heaven. Yeah, man. Oh, they don't need you going. Yes, it does. Your spirit man has been made perfect, and your spirit man of perfectness is going to heaven. Amen. If you are in need of prayer, prayer about anything, that was the message today, do press 1. Apostle Talon and I, we have a word of God for you. And if God sees so fit to use us, you know, to be able to open up, and we will have a word from God from you. But that's not up to us. But if you have something that you want to pray about, bring it to the altar. Do press one. Apostle Talladega and I will be more than happy to pray with you and to pray for you. So you have to open up your mouth about those things that are concerning. So while you have time, will you press one? You know that if you press one, it's praying for somebody else. Amen. Do come. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talladega and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to be your shepherd right there where you are, no matter what city you live in. No matter what city you live in, we're right here touching and agreeing right now. It doesn't matter. The word of God is going forth. It's already established. And we are here to establish his word right here on earth. And we would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. Will you press one? If you feel like that, this church is the church for you. This ministry is the ministry for you. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Apostle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Speak the word of God, church. Amen. It is powerful.
Amen.
In yourself. Amen. Glory to God. We pray right now in Jesus' name that every virtue that left your body, Pastor Manny, that God will restore
Amen.
You, amen, to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray that God be your strength, that God will keep you and carry you through. In all times, be with you, amen, that you may do the will of God. And that we help others that you come in contact with in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those ready and available and you have Cash App, you can Cash App Pastor Chantel. And we'll receive your tithes and offering that way. If you need another way of sending those tithes and offering, just press 1, and we'll give you another way to be able to remit your tithes and offering. Amen. So we just thank God on today. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you that you blessed us to be a blessing. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us seed to sow, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, oh God, it's in your hands to increase that we have sown with all faith. But dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply, generosity, and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for valuing your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give today free, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcement for today, October 2nd, 2022. Here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastor, it's Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Penning, and Tawanika Manning, and a minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green, out of Illinois. Hallelujah. On Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer on our church line at 845-277-9213, which is the number you called on today. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study, so please join us right here on our church line. And next Thursday, we will be starting in our discipleship training classes at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you missed the deadline, which have already passed, to get your materials for discipleship training, you'll have to join us next time around, and we'll let you all know when that will be. Amen. So we look forward to these new opportunities and new doors that we're walking into a new season in the name of Jesus. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today, for Sunday. We do want to wish anyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of October, happy birthday to you. Our daughter Kenya is celebrating her 18th birthday on October 23rd. My Aunt Bridget celebrated her birthday on yesterday, October 1st. So we wish you all and everyone else
a happy birthday, happy blessed birthday. May God continue to strengthen you, keep you, guide you, protect you, and help you in all everyday things of life. Amen. And we pray for long life, good health, and strength in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary, we want to bless your union. Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless, keep, strengthen, favor, direct, guide, and increase you all in love for one another in the name of Jesus Christ all the days of your life. We pray that you all live a long life together of happiness and joy and peace and unity. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, God bless you all this Sunday. I hope you all had an opportunity on today to truly dive into the Word of God and receive what the Word of God was saying and speaking to each of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I do believe that concludes our announcements. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Doris, amen, and myself, Apostle Tawani Commanding, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended you to be, amen. We bless you to be an encouragement to others, or for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We, hallelujah, to function as you are intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every ear receives the word of God today, receives something from the word, and every heart receives something from the word of God today. And I pray that everything that I wasn't able to portray or articulate, that the Holy Spirit is able to do a much better job than I was able to do. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen. Amen again.
Amen.
Remember, the word of God has already been preached. Don't allow Satan or anybody that serves him to cause you to come out of grace today or no day. Remember that Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus Christ is Lord, and we are the light of the world. Apostle Talnick and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. God bless you, and may God keep you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say, give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll